Welcome to The Thriving Marriage, the podcast for those who want to get their spouse back in love with them and truly thrive.
You'll learn why 95% of people don't save their marriage and the secret method no one else is talking about that will change everything for you. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Let's turn tragedy to triumph.
Here are your hosts, international marriage experts, Mark Johnston and Heather Choate.
Hello, everyone. Mark Johnston here, head coach with High Thrive Coaching, and this is our podcast number 32. We are going a little bit away from the announced subject for the day. We were supposed to talk about dealing with a basically difficult or stubborn, resistant spouses, but with Valentine's coming up, I thought we might want to talk a little bit about that and perhaps help all of you with some potential gifts or potential ways to celebrate that, whether you are happily in love and just looking to really hit it out of the park, or whether you are struggling and just wanting to acknowledge the day. So if you are wondering what to get your spouse for Valentine's Day, or whether you are unsure whether a romantic gift is appropriate, given the marital struggles, we're just looking for some tips on trying to get something that will rekindle that spark, this podcast is for you. But before we get to that, we are going to go over our client win of the week. And as always, to protect identities, we changed the name a little bit, but so this one is from Kurt. Kurt had a win this weekend. Kurt was able to go home. He had some time with his children, and when he went to go drop off his boy, he found that his wife had put her wedding rings back on. At that point, they had shared some, they talked about how they shared some tears and some kisses. They started to speak about the struggles and the pain that they had caused to each other. And then they started actually talking about some of the things that they needed to do to get back on track. They had discussed moving back in together, and that's where they're at. Kurt is getting ready to move back into back in with his wife. And so Kurt here, I'm going to go a little bit further beyond just the typical win. Kurt was saying that he's just so excited to be with his wife and wanting to get back to that stage where they can be very close and very intimate. And he was looking for some tips for that. You know, I wanted to answer that here. So Kurt, if you're listening, you know, and this goes for anyone, if you are rebuilding your relationship, maybe you started to resolve some of the issues between the two of you, but you're not sure how to take that next step. I want to just give a couple tips to go along with this. Kurt, I would recommend that you make her feel safe. And yes, you will hear a train possibly in the background. Make her feel safe, make her feel heard, and make her feel validated. This means that you should really be interested and curious in your wife, especially on the emotional side of things right now. You might even ask about how you noticed that she seemed sad the other day when you didn't immediately want to move back in. Just be curious. These things are really key. You know, what I often see is men and women approach physical intimacy from different angles, where men tend to really want that physical intimacy in order to feel close. Women tend to want to feel close first, and then as a result, typically want more physical intimacy. So make sure that you touch on that if you are looking to rekindle that part of your relationship. Anyways, that was a great win. I mean, we see these sort of things all the time here in the Thriving Marriage Facebook group and, you know, just in the coaching practice. You know, there are some very basic principles that if done right, done well, can really turn a relationship around, even like this, where the two are separated and someone's taking their ring off. But you're not here for that. You're here for Valentine's gifts and whatnot. And I'm gonna divide this discussion into two different sections. The Valentine's gifts for those wanting those sparks to fly and feel like their relationship really needs that that extra little boost, because, you know, perhaps you are in a decent place. Maybe you are really you've built up some friendship, you think it's ready for some romance again, even though maybe it's been a little bit tense before. This is for those who have really progressed and things are starting to feel good, they're starting to feel safe, or maybe you've been healthy for a while now, you just want to do something good on that end. The other section is going to be for those couples who are struggling. And, you know, the things that you can do for Valentine's Day to recognize the occasion, even if it's not with something romantic. So, I'll be honest, I wanted to do this topic because I saw people asking in the Facebook group. And, you know, one of the questions I saw was like, oh, well, what do you actually get a man for Valentine's Day? We're going to go over the women as well. And I had my lovely wife, Jen, give me some input on this. So we'll be hearing, you know, her perspective. Well, not here directly, but at least from what she gave me. So for men, I feel like Valentine's Day, it's meant to be about romance or bring the two of you together. And I mean, this isn't just for men, of course. This is just what I feel like the day is meant to be about. And there are certainly ways that you can bring this about, even for those more, say, masculine men who might not appreciate things typically associated with the holiday. Maybe they aren't super romantic. Maybe they don't want like the mushy stuff quite so much. I tend to see that men are stereotypically a little bit more physically and activity focused. And so they might appreciate a few of these things. They might appreciate, say, a couple's massage. You know, go out, book a massage so you can be near each other, talk, and, you know, while having something very physically relaxing. If you don't want to go that far, you know, massage oils for the two of you to use together and make it an evening. Make it a very, you know, an evening where you can be very close physically. If your man is even at all romantically inclined, you know, I feel like that would probably be a good direction to go in. You know, of course, many men, like I was just talking about earlier with the win of the day, tend to like to be a little bit more physically close, physically intimate, and then, you know, can better do that emotional side of things. And so maybe sexual favors, sexy underwear for you to wear, wives, or a more elaborate evening of sex than what is typical. You know, if you are being proactive about making it a very sexy evening, that can be a huge romantic turn-on for your husbands. Perhaps it is a night out at his favorite restaurant, you know, and going and appealing to that sense of taste. Or maybe it is a date that involves his favorite hobby, one that you might not usually participate in. You could even spruce that hobby, that activity up with one of the other activities that I mentioned. You know, maybe you are involving that favorite restaurant. Maybe you're involving the massages or something sexual included in that hobby. In general, though, you know, and this goes for both men and women, if you're looking for sparks to fly, if you're looking for a bit more of that romance, you know, it's typically a good idea to appeal to the senses. And this is what we, you know, we refer to as being a little bit more sensual. You appeal to the senses. And that's why I'm suggesting massages and sexual favors and restaurants and other things. But you can appeal more to that masculine side of things if you're going to those hobbies and activities and something a little bit more physical. So like I said, for women, I wanted to make sure that I asked someone who knew about what women might like. So I went and asked my wife, Jen. And she was telling me that, you know, many women appreciate much more emotional gifts or gifts that hold a lot of meaning related to your relationship. So perhaps you're getting a photo album from, say, Shutterfly or other similar services that create photo books. Or you might be able to create one yourself with many of your favorite moments together. Basically, this shows how much you recognize those great moments that you have and allows you to sit and reminisce a little bit about all those great times. It allows you to both re-experience some of those great emotions that you had together. The thing is, nostalgia is just simply romantic. Maybe you go to that spot that has a special meaning to have an activity there. the place where you first kissed, the spot where you proposed. Maybe if there's a special event where you both found out, where you found out that you'd be parents, or where you, you know, told your spouse that, hey, we're going to be parents. Have a picnic there. Have, do something romantic at that location. It's once again a bit more that emotional, nostalgic sort of gift. The thing is, you know, you have to know your partner when it comes to gifts. And if your partner doesn't appreciate, say, teddy bears and chocolate, then instead get something much more personalized. This is why I don't really care for like gift crates or whatever happens to come up when you look up gifts for men, gifts for women, because those things are not really personal. The things like teddy bears and chocolate or roses, those stereotypical gifts are meant to show them that you care, but you can do something much more meaningful if you make it about them. I'm going to share something that I gave to my wife when we were dating. And my wife reminded me of this when I was talking to her about it. And I'm just looking back, and as I commented to her, I said, man, I was really laying it on thick. This was about a year into dating. And this was a Valentine's gift that I had given to her. We were poor students back then. So I got a box. It just says, I love you because, and I filled it up with notes, reasons why I loved her, reasons that I appreciated her. As you can see, this is a pretty cheap box. You know, it's nothing, you know, super fancy, but this is one of the few gifts that my wife had kept. Now, I think what it is now, 19 years ago is when I gave this to her. Things like this, that meant a lot to her because it was much more personalized. It was much more, you know, directed at her rather than something like teddy bears. I'm going to admit, I did give her things like teddy bears and chocolates and roses when we were first dating. And I quickly learned that she didn't really care for those things. Those gifts have disappeared over the years because they just didn't really hold any meaning. But it's those more personalized gifts that really make an impact. For either gender, I mean, you should consider what it is that you bonded over while you were falling in love. Perhaps you went to sporting events, or perhaps you went fishing, perhaps you went hiking to beautiful spots, remote spots. You know, something to consider is just the activity. Being proactive to plan out something that can connect you to those moments that you really bonded over. And you might revisit some of those things as reminders of those loving moments. You know, the thing is, it doesn't even have to be all that expensive, doesn't even have to be all that much work. You know, as I was talking about this with my wife, she was saying just as long as it has a lot of meaning. You know, she mentioned even hinting at something that would be fun for us. She said she can remember the first thing that we did together. It wasn't even actually a date. We went hiking, and then even afterward, I wanted to still be around my wife. I didn't want the day to be over. I was very interested in her. So even though we went hiking up this mountain, we got back to the apartment complex that we were both living in. And I just wanted to keep walking with her. We walked, you know, several blocks down the road. We got Slurpees. And she said, you know, even if she and I, for something like Valentine's Day, if we had no money, if we just went hiking and got Slurpees, that would probably mean a lot to her. You know, these days we might include something a little bit more fancy because, you know, we're not dirt poor students anymore, but certainly something like that. I also think that for either gender, just giving the gift of being proactive can be huge. Many couples fall into a rut as they get involved in their career or in children's lives. And so you can give the gift of a date box subscription or season tickets to something. Something that allows the two of you an easier access to spending more time together. Maybe you create your own date box with ideas for the next year that you take turns implementing. This could even be part of your Valentine's activity to create this together, where you each write down ideas and supplies needed for a date. You put it into a big jar, and every week, every other week, you pull one of those ideas out. Now, for those of you who are struggling, but still wanting to acknowledge the day, there are certainly ways to do this. You know, maybe your spouse might react angrily if you try to give them a romantic gift. And you might want to reconsider some of the gifts I just finished explaining. So if this is your marriage, you still want to acknowledge the day or just even simply express that you care, my suggestions are to either make it about the family or just make it specifically about them. So things making about the family, maybe you take the kids to a place to make something for your spouse. You know, around where I live, there are actually most every place that I've lived, there is access to pottery shops or painting studios or other crafty places that cater to dates or families or whatnot. Get something to get, you know, do something with the kids and present that to your wife or husband even. You know I certainly would probably really appreciate if I had something, you know, my wife arranged for the kids to make me something. That would mean a lot to me and would really feel like my wife cares about me, is focused on me, and is trying to help me connect with my children, something that I would enjoy. Maybe you get the children involved to make breakfast in bed or a nice dinner, or maybe we use that same photo album idea. You know, just make the photo album or calendar with pictures using pictures of the children. You know, make it about the family, help you them to connect more, make it more about family love rather than romantic love. As I said, you can also make it about them. Leave out the romance entirely and simply give a gift that will make their day or their life better. You know, I think if you are in a position to be romantic, you absolutely should. But if you're not, help them enjoy the day. If you're especially estranged, you can give a gift card to like a restaurant for them to have fun with their friends. Maybe you are giving them a gift of a day at the spa. Perhaps you can get him that favorite video game or that sporting memorabilia or tickets to a sporting event or concert. Remember, like I said, men are a little bit more activity oriented in terms of, you know, bonding with other people. It doesn't even have to be a date with you. I would actually say if you are trying to avoid the romance because you're not there yet, absolutely leave that out of it. It could just even be for them and the kids. And that's, you know, such a giving thing if you are, you know, for Valentine's Day, sacrificing something of yourself and helping your spouse to connect and have that loving relationship a little bit stronger with your children. So those are the ideas that I have here. Certainly, I would love for you to post here in the comments section your own ideas. Maybe you feel like I've missed something, maybe an important principle, or maybe you want to share an especially thoughtful gift that your spouse has given you, or vice versa. Maybe you want to share your cheesy stories about Valentine's days in the past. Please put that in the comments. I would love to read through those things, especially with this time of the year. On to our marriage myth buster, though. And today's myth is about teddy bears, chocolates, and roses. What I find interesting is the amount of just how much some stereotypical gifts are pushed at us during this holiday. I don't know how it is in other countries, but here in the United States, it's stuffed animals, it's chocolates, it's roses specifically. I know NPR, I know, has a big, strong push towards pajamas, NPR being a radio station. But, you know, there seems to be specific gifts that are pushed. Well, the thing is, like I said before, many of these things, while, you know, some people might really like this, you know, I found that many people don't find these things all that meaningful. The big thing, the reason why they work at all is because they do touch on an important piece here, is that it is an attempt to demonstrate interest or to demonstrate care or affection. And that's really all that they're meant to be. But, you know, I know many people who, as adults, just, you know, the teddy bear doesn't do anything for them. You know, maybe it does for you, but, you know, the thing is, you want to know your spouse. Maybe her favorite flower isn't roses. Maybe another flower has more meaning for her, especially maybe if you can remember that, you know, the flowers that you had at your wedding. Maybe her favorite food isn't chocolate. I know my wife absolutely loves chocolate, but, you know, I know that she would appreciate many other things. And especially if I can be thoughtful and really reference into something that she prefers that's not a stereotype, it's going to be a bit more meaningful. Perhaps there's another food that would mean more to your husband or wife. Maybe it's not stuffed animals, but maybe your husband or wife collects other things. And I think those things can be just as, well, actually much more meaningful. I can't even remember. It was one of my roommates some time ago. And I remember he received from his girlfriend at the time. It was like these, yeah. So we were all big nerds, you know, in college, me and my roommates. And he had received some sort of anime characters, but, you know, they had some sort of romantic involvement. I'm not really sure what it was. But, you know, that's what his girlfriend got him. It was something that he collected had more meaning for him. And absolutely, he really appreciated that gift. Like I said, the point is, know your spouse. And if you actually want this to be a meaningful holiday, don't get generic gifts that are pushed on you during the holiday unless you are absolutely certain that your spouse specifically appreciates those things. I'm just saying that I think many, many, many men and women appreciate more thought going into this than the card or the stereotypical gifts. And if you put even a small amount of thought into it, it creates a much more meaningful and magical Valentine's Day. So if you need more help with that, maybe you are just trying to improve your relationship. Maybe your marriage isn't quite so dire as some of the other couples here on this board. Maybe you're looking for a way to rebuild the spark in your relationship. I would love to help you with that. Just the same as we help couples in a crisis situation. You know, some of my most favorite moments are the times when I'm able to work with a couple really trying to rebuild their love together. If you need help with that, please let us know. You can go to www.highthrivecoaching.com/apply. Talk to one of our representatives and they can see whether our program is a good fit for you. So next week we will get back onto schedule and we're going to share with you more on those stubborn or resistant spouses. With that, thank you all for listening and I'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening to The Thriving Marriage, your A to Z blueprint for not just surviving marriage, but thriving. Until next time, my friends, thrive on.